Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. It's the 17th. It's March. It's 2025. And it's been a couple of days since I made a video because the last couple of days have been an absolute trip. An absolute trip. But let me remind you of something I said the other day. Hey, what's up, YouTube? It's Richie from Boston. And I'm in the Ozarks. And There are hurricane force winds right now, and I cannot help but think that they're getting ready to burn this entire area down because this is what the weather looks like. This ain't good. You see this? You see all this? And that's right where I am. So just 2 days ago, Sunday, Saturday, Friday, 3 days ago, is that right? So just 3 days ago, I made a video, and at the very beginning of the video, I said that. And this is the new reality now. Hey, would you look at that? 4,000 acres are on fire and none of it's under control. All over Missouri and then all over Kansas and all the other areas around there. And the strange thing is when I was driving into the Ozarks 2 weeks ago, a good 20 miles was nothing but smoke. The sky was all smoked out. It was crazy. And a lot of people are under the impression that HARP makes the weather. HARP does not make the weather. These happy little fellers make the weather. NEXRAD and Doppler are what make the weather worse, better. They can steer it. They can control it. That's what they do. It isn't HARP. HARP is for earthquakes. This is live right now from the College of DuPage. And every one of these things that you're seeing lighting up like a bloom, these are NEXRADs. And you notice the entire, middle of the country, they're all lit up. They're all going out. They're all freaking out. And that's where the incredible, unbelievable tornadoes are or happened. And yes, I Oh, I got a story about the tornadoes. It is absolutely crazy because I came face to face with one in the middle of the night and I was literally scared to death. Absolutely scared to death because I had no place to go. I had absolutely no place to go, nowhere to run because of the location that I was at and the tornado was right next to me. Now, if you want to hear about that story, it's a 13-minute video that I just made yesterday, and you should probably watch this because it's very entertaining, but it tells you everything. I was literally point blank, tornado went right by the shop I was in, and this is me trying to figure out what to do in the middle of the night. I'm going to leave a link to this because it's a great video and you should watch it, and some of the people that were working on my truck helping me out weren't so lucky. Their houses got absolutely destroyed. This is the kid that was helping me fix my truck. He called me and warned me that a tornado was inbound. And originally, I was asleep. I didn't believe him until I looked out the window and it sounded like a train was going by and the lightning was nonstop. Nonstop. I've never been that close to a tornado and somehow, some way, the tornado completely missed the shop, missed me. But everybody I knew out there got hit. So this right here, this is just more of the New World Order. This is what they're doing. Remember in 2020, I told you when they go for it, they're going to use the weather as a weapon. And they are. They are. Absolutely every place is literally burning down right now or being flooded or tornadoes. Like these tornadoes were insane. And it looks like they're conjuring again right now. And I'm right, where am I? I'm right here right now. I'm going to Indiana. Maybe that's Indiana. No, I think that's Indiana. And then I'm going home where this lovely storm pattern is right now. I haven't been home in a long time. It's time to go home. So I am. At any rate, I'm going to make you watch this so you can see how stupid everyone around us is. Because this is what politicians are doing to connect with their voters. This is an 80-year-old woman, and this is disgusting.
Serving Connecticut's 3rd District. It's time to enter your dark academia Congress era. All right, besties, House appropriation is the money moves in Congress. We are not chasing the bag, we are the bag. Democrats are making life smoother through government funding. It's giving, skibbity. So Sigma, main character energy. But Republicans' project 2025 is mad sus. Eliminating the Department of Education? Negative aura points. Basically, the biggest phantom tax on the environment, on your education, and your rights. Big L, posting it online, buddy. Democrats understood the assignment, but go off. See how I keep you informed? Very cutesy, very demure. Yo, this is the Ranking Rizzler on appropriations.
So as you can see, politics is just a big joke now because they're just entertaining the masses, moving them in which direction they want to move them in. All the while, Trump just started literally bombing the Houthis. We're shooting missiles at another country right now, which is just absolutely phenomenal. Now, recently, I just heard somebody say that they would rather have 10 days worth of food than gold or silver. Yeah, I don't, you know, I have to take that as a dig at myself because I tell you about this. Because having food, having ammunition, having weapons, and having a place to go or a plan or communications is great. But this is called getting your money out of their system because they're going to bankrupt you if you don't. Turn your money into gold and silver and then you have a medium to trade with. Do you see what I'm saying? Try to carry around 10 or 30 days worth of food while you have to make moves, when instead you could just throw a few coins in your pocket and go do what you got to do. Do you see what I'm saying? It's been used for time immemorial. Because if you don't get your money out of your IRA or 401k, they're going to steal it. Straight up, period. They've already got the entire plan ready to go. You know what I'm saying? The entire plan. It's been up for quite a while, and Trump is on it. This is the Federal Reserve right here, and the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. So there's a Board of Governors for a reserve system that can never, ever be questioned. It can never be audited. You notice that Doge isn't doing anything about it whatsoever at all? Because it isn't real. It isn't real. Doge isn't real. The Federal Reserve isn't part of the government. It's just a company that literally prints paper money, gives it out, and then charges interest, which is amazing, and it's completely, utterly illegal, and it's easy and obvious to find out, but nobody wants to find out because they're too busy being entertained by creepy old women, which blows me away completely. But it is what it is. This lady is in her 80s. She shouldn't be even in politics anymore, but you know what? She's probably making millions and millions of dollars like every other politician is. They get $200,000 a year, but they're all worth millions of dollars. I don't know what to make of that. You don't know what to make of that. They don't want you to know what to make of that, but that's how it is. It is what it is. Don't know what else to tell you. If you live in this area, be prepared for more really, really bad weather. It is ironic that this Doppler, I wonder where this is because I'm literally right here. I'm right here in Kentucky, heading up to Indiana, and then heading to Massachusetts, because I gotta go. I gotta rest a little bit, if possible. I don't know. But I want you to check out this. You see this real quick? MIT? Yeah. Yeah. They've made bugs. Isn't that phenomenal? Yeah. They've made bugs that you wouldn't even notice. Little teeny tiny flying things that can inject, that can spy, that can do all sorts of crazy fun things. Isn't that awesome? These guys stay on it. Now, the reason this video is going to be so short is because A, I'm tired, and B, I'm working on a video about the Shroud of Turin. Because for years and years and years, every quote-unquote expert told us it was fake. This is not fake in any way whatsoever at all. All the little pieces that they did their testing on were pieces that were repaired due to a fire. This is Jesus Christ right there. That's what he looks like. Actually, that's what he looks like. The Shroud of Turin 100% proves Christianity. It proves resurrection because nobody, astrophysicists, MIT people, nobody can explain how this was done because the technology didn't exist back then for them to somehow literally leave a negative, like a negative picture of Jesus. The power of the sun. When Jesus died and gave up the ghost and went back to heaven or went back into his body, the power that he produced was considered the same as the power of the sun. The power of the sun, an astrophysicist said. She said, you would have needed the power of the sun. And she didn't understand what she was saying. Jesus was so powerful that he literally left a negative imprint of himself on the linen as he came back to life after 3 days. And I say that because Passover is coming soon. Easter is just another satanic holiday. It's about Esther. I've told you it a million times. Don't know what else to tell you. Blah, blah, blah. I know a lot of Christians. I know a lot of Christians down in Missouri. I know a lot of hardcore Christians do a lot of Christian things. And they also literally celebrate every single solitary holiday that is got nothing to do with Jesus whatsoever at all. And they don't celebrate the Feast of Trumpets. They don't celebrate Passover, etc. They don't observe the Sabbath, etc. At any rate, Richie from Boston, I'm going to leave links to this video because this video is, it's funny. It's a funny video. I tried to make it kind of funny because, you know, it's funny that I was telling you bad things were coming and then they came while I was snoozing and it was lame. At any rate, Richie from Boston, links will be below. For now, I'm out.